hear the music by itself, you know? If you didn't get up to dance, what the hell is your problem? No, I wouldn't say that, but, you know, that's why I had that music in the beginning of the show. So you have the opportunity to get up and dance, to get in the mood, to hear the knowledge. That's what this show is all about. It's connected dots, sharing knowledge and truth. Now, here's your rundown. I'm sure you heard it already, but here's your rundown. Monday, Trump is going to sign a marijuana bill to reclassify marijuana. It's not a really bad, bad item. Okay? And stocks have gone up on that. Ready for everybody. So, also, Trump said, hey, the whole world revolves around Trump now. I mean, he's like the king of the world, whether he wanted to be or not, because everybody's talking about him like he is. Anyhow, he's vowed vengeance against Syria for something they killed 3 Americans. Whatever. Does that have anything to do with creating peace? I don't know. Anyhow, that's about the news, really. Oh, the Army-Navy game, there was protesters. You know, the Army-Navy football game, if you don't know about that. What, you just arrived in America or what? And, yeah, I can make rude statements like that if I want. But sometimes rude statements are intended to wake people up. Did you ever know that? Can you comprehend that? But regardless, there were protesters at the Army-Navy game, protesters against Trump, I guess, what he's doing. Who knows? You can look that up. Anyhow, that's the news. And we got to move on beyond the the regular news with their advertisements, everything promoting violence. Oh, yeah, that's wonderful. And medical advertisements. Yeah, get your chemo, get your radiation. Let the doctors stick a needle in your eye. Can you believe that? They're promoting that shit out there, you know? Get a vaccine for everything you can possibly think of. You just come in the office and tell us what the problem is. I guarantee we have a vaccine for it. We have an accent as being for over toenail growth, a vaccine for pimples on your ass. You name it, we have a vaccine for it. And we'll make it give you a discount on it, too. And this is what the commercials are all fed about. And then there's the car commercials, of course. Very few beer commercials like there used to be, but it's a few now and then. Ha, ha, ha. I'm going to have a drink of water. And, you know, this is the Colin Radio Show. 888-627-6008. And I've been wondering, you know, there's not, for the information I'm putting out there, I should have a bigger listening audience, really, unless there's only 5 people in the world that really concerned about the big picture, ETs, the human race, God, evil forces, dark forces, the elite, corporate control of the world. I mean, there's got to be more than 5 people that are concerned about that. So I'm wondering, because my radio station here, BBS Internet Radio, had been, a number of years had been approached by YouTube and said they didn't like my show because of the things I said. And they punished BBS Radio by taking away their right to put any videos out. Of course, my friends at BBS Radio were 100% behind me, and they said, hey, I don't give a fuck what YouTube thinks or wants. So anyhow, there could be YouTube kind of got, could have went on the Vendetta pathway and seen to it that my radio show is blocked every week. You know, they send negative frequencies to block me or something like that. I wouldn't be surprised. So at this point, I think I really need to hear from the listening audience. Maybe I have no listening audience because my show might be totally blocked. And I need to make a decision. Do I want to go on with this when I'm being totally blocked by YouTube, that my broadcast doesn't get out? YouTube's a powerful place, you know. They can call the satellites and send blocking frequencies. So when it's my time to talk, none of it gets through to anybody who's listening or tried to tune me in. Hey, that is a possibility. So listen, you know, if you can't give me a response out there, I have to believe that there is no audience. Either you call in and I give you the number ready and say, hey, I'm a listener, or you can reach me on Twitter at Tom Edison Prez, TomEdisonPrez. That's my hashtag. You can, you know, contact me that way, or you can watch one of my videos on YouTube and find out my email address. But if nobody does anything, I'm going to have to assume that my show is being totally blocked by YouTube or some other evil organization that doesn't want the truth going out there. So I just had to say that. If you're listening, respond, or if you're listening, tell your friends. And this is where it's at. You know, we got to get, I have to get to the bottom of this and find out what the hell is the truth. Because of all the stuff I talk about, I think it should be more than nobody calling in every week. You know, there ought to be at least one person here, one person there, that has an interest in any of these things, because that's what I talk about, important things. Like, where is the human race headed? Where is the world headed? Where are the governments headed? When are the people going to have control of the situation as opposed to the elites and the evil ETs running the whole show? Yeah, we're all tired of this bullshit. So tonight is the night I need a response. Hey, but I'm prepared for it anyway. If I get no, if no one calls in and I receive no emails or responses on Twitter, and I've told you already what the Twitter address is, and if you can't remember, well, hey, about 4 days from now, the whole show will be able to be accessed, and you can re-listen to it again, but to find out all that pertinent information. But, you know, nothing comes up, nobody responds. I'm going to have to assume that my show is being blocked, even though the people at the radio station believe it's being put out there. But that could be so. They could be broadcasting a signal of my show, but at the same time, a more powerful force from another location could be blocking the whole thing or sending it off and changing the frequency or some shit like that. I'm aware that this shit can go on, really. Well, I'm going to put the bottle close to the microphone here, and you're going to hear me drink another slurp of water. Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, water. The universal solvent. Actually, the most refreshing cold water, the most refreshing drink around. Even better than soda, even better than beer, even better than whatever. Anyhow, most people don't realize the contamination of the food that's going on. In order for companies to make more money by giving you less product, less meaningful product, A lot of the products sold in cans and bottles are being watered down with water. And it's not filtered water either. It's tap water. With, you know, tap water can contain anywhere from 300 to 400 contaminants in it if you don't filter it. And there are plenty. And you start looking at the cans in the supermarket now. When you go shopping, and take notice of what the first ingredients in. Some of these products, the first ingredient is water, where there wasn't before. And some of the fruit juices, you know, real fruit juices, look at the label. Water is in there too, man. You can even see it, that the juice bottles, the juice looks kind of watery, and then you look at the label, and the first ingredient is water. So this is the scam that food companies, beverage companies are putting on the general public. Yeah, it's not just soda drinks and water drinks. It's cans of food loaded up with water, tap water, because it's the cheapest. Why would they put healthy water in your product when that's going to cost them money? They just want to get more money out of every can and screw the customer on the basis of they assume he's ignorant, and in most cases they are right. And that's why they're getting away with it. People, you can't trust the food companies anymore to do what's right. You know, what I came across on Twitter in the last week was that back in the 1930s, before they had the stupid anti-marijuana laws, farmers were feeding their cows hemp and marijuana. That's right. And that definitely translated into the cows producing a healthy milk without any being antibiotics or anything. Then when the bans came along, the food for cows changed because it was forced upon the people. They didn't seek to make a change. Everything was going fine. But along with the criminals like Rockefeller and the big pharma industries and all the other elite money makers, they made it almost impossible for farmers to get hemp and marijuana to feed their cows. But though they had a solution, a corporation formulated feed for the cows, which was certainly not better than the real things they had been feeding the cows, but the industry was pushed into accepting this. It's a fucking horror. In fact, after 1970, there were no more cows being fed, hemp and marijuana. Yeah, because the drug enforcement got even stricter. Thank your government. Thank you, government. And that's what's been going on in the U.S. So milk isn't what it used to be. And, of course, we also have the stupid regulations like New Jersey doesn't allow raw milk to be sold. What? Are you fucking crazy? Well, that's a law over in New Jersey. Every state has its own laws regarding that. But to prohibit people from having raw milk, they go to the farm and want the real stuff without the homogenization and pasteurization and all the other crap that destroys the food value. No, the state government wants to prevent you from having healthy milk. Mm-hmm. And that is your government at work, making your life harder, making you sicker. And they're part of the plan, too, government. It's not just big pharma. It's big pharma and government working together. Yeah. And the elites who own these things. Yeah. You know, elites own everything. They own big pharma. They own your government. Oh, yes, they do. If you think they don't, yeah, you're a fucking... You're a dreaming man. That's all I have to say. You're a dreaming woman. But that's the reality here. Hey, the chemtrails are still being laid up in the sky. What the hell is going on here? Can somebody please tell President Trump to stop? stop the chemtrails. Come on, write the executive order. You know how to use that fountain pen. And let us tell you what to do. Yeah, we don't value all your thinking, but if you be a good president and just listen to us people, we'll tell you what to do, okay? Can you handle that? I doubt it, but somebody had to ask, and I just asked it. But, oh, man, all I have to say is that everything is going downhill right now. No, it's not all Trump's fault. Most of it is, but it's, I have to call out to the guilty people here, and I always talk about it, you know, to go the Galactic Confederation. I've been following this for 7-8 years now, and though it started back in 2012, they contacted somebody in Earth or something like that, you know, a galactic confederation of different races from different star systems that want to get rid of evil in the whole solar system. And apparently the only reason they're here is because this is the last stronghold of evil. So they started announcing their agenda and all that back in 2012. And they've taken forever to get up where they are now in two world, to the point they obtained in August of 2025 when the 12/21 quarter was over, open, and supposedly everything else had been taken control of behind the scenes, and we were going to start issuing in a new reality. But at that point, they seemed to... And they've been giving us, like, story after story for 13 years about all they were doing. Kind of like a 1984 movie. I don't know what the hell would make it, except it's a bunch of excuses. And telling us, we don't know if anything, you know, I think the people that follow the site, we've given them the benefit of the doubt. But at this point, the fact that they haven't proved they've done anything, no, they haven't. You know, simply telling us, oh, the starseeds are appreciate what we're doing. And if you follow, I follow a couple of starseeds on Twitter, and they're giving us great information. But this Galactic Confederation, man, you know, either I don't know what their problem is, but they got problems, and they don't know what to do at this point in time. And we don't even know if they've been telling the truth for the last 13 years. You know? They've asked us to believe one fanciful story. It's like all their revelations lead like science fiction movies. How can we believe this? You know? We never thought of this. And so you might be right, but you haven't shown us any proof that this is true. And you've looked to... take advantage of our great understanding, which humans do have. We do have great understanding. But at the same time, I'd like to think everything you have said is true. And for you, the listener, to make a judgment on that, you'd have to be following the portal, 2012 portal, you know. So you have to write in. The machine will pick up. And you'll find the blood spot, yeah. And you'll have to, you know, you can retrace. If you navigate that site, you can retrace all that's transpired. And when you hear all these stories, you're going to say, hey, this is like 100 science fiction movies all put together in one. And I'm like, wow. But, and I do have to say that, you know, I tried to. I've been willingly playing along as if all this information is true, but at the same time, I got to, you know, not exclude the thought of my head, out of my head that this could be the most elaborate con game of all time, and none of this is true. They've been making it for 13 years, and just, how long can we put this on? Plus the fact that I directly remember a date of July 7th, 2025 was supposed to be the last date that the full planetary ascension could happen. That day came by, no further mention of it, and the next thing we're talking about is the 1221 portal opening in orbit. So what are we to think? Are we to think that full planetary ascension is not going to happen now? And there's only going to be a small percentage that are going to ascend, and the rest are going to be taken to other deadbeat planets or something like that? And we've already seen the stories warning us about this thing. First of all, this Galactic Federation hasn't proven they've done anything for us. You know? It's all been taught and getting us to believe it. Yeah. You know, we know how that game's played. We can do it ourselves. But we need some proof, and we need you to show yourselves. You know? I send a recent message to people that can send a message to a person that maybe they'll get to read. And I've lodged in my complaints about this. You know? At this point in time, you need to show us whom you really are. If you're not willing to show your faces, that says you're phonies. That says we have to gain an understanding. Everything you told us has been a friggin' lie from the beginning. If you can't show your faces, we're calling for it now. If you can't comply, what kind of friends are you? You want to hide in a closet behind the screen forever? That's not communication. That's not being friendly. And so, this is a point I'm serious about, and hopefully if anybody's listening to me, spread the rumor around, you know? This Galactic Confederation that's been working behind the scenes since 2012 to help free us from the controlling elites and dark energy beings, you need to show yourself now. Or we're going to have to disbelieve everything you told us. I mean, this is it. This is the bottom line. You know? Let the truth be shown. We don't want to hear about your full disclosure. Your full disclosure can start with you showing us what the hell you look at and be willing to talk to us verbally, not telepathically, because guess what? Telepathically doesn't always include everything. When you're talking verbally, you can include the things in the conversation that telepathy will not pick up or not be able to, pursue on immediately. If you don't understand what I'm talking about, well, then you don't understand, not me. I've done telepathic communication, and I see it's not foolproof. Verbal communication can be foolproof when you know what to ask and what not to settle for and keep asking the questions. Can't do that with telepathy, no way. And you want to put it to the test, you know, anytime, any place, anywhere. Anyhow, so much for that. The point is, we have to start complaining and demanding at this point in time. You know, the meditations have been made already, and there is a conclusive attitude to give the Galactic Confederation the right to intervene. So intervene. You said you could years ago. What are you afraid of now? We want you to intervene now. If you can't intervene, well, you know what? Turn the whole game plan over to us, and we'll show you how it's done. I mean, really? You know? Maybe 99% of the world is stupid, but the rest of us 1%, whom only a portion of follow your portal, we know what the hell to do, and we know how to go about getting it done. If you don't, well, hand over the friggin' reins and you give us the info and we'll tell you how to play it out. It's that simple. You know, if you can't understand the conviction of my conversation here, Man, you don't know crap. Well, hey, this is Quallen Radio Show. The number here is 888-627-6008. And if you got anything to say, call me. Call in just to let me know you're listening. I don't know. Am I asking too much here? Who knows? The shadow knows. But guess what? If I don't hear any calls coming in today, if I don't get any emails, if I don't get any people communicating on my hashtag on Twitter, I'm going to really have to assume that my show is being totally blocked. Yeah, and no one's going to listen to me. Could be the truth. I want to find out the truth. So there it is. If it doesn't matter to me, but I'll find out during the week, and I'll make my decisions accordingly. Hey, what do you say, Blue Jay? What do you say? When you hear that, the lawyers are advertising, if you've been sexually abused by people of the Latter-day Saints religious group, we'll help you out with your case to find these people guilty and call us and we'll help you out because we know that there's plenty of you people that were abused by the Later Day Saints. That's that place out in Utah, Mormons, City, Salt Lake City, Utah. Another Christian religion subverted somehow by the dark forces. Oh, well. Now, here is something for you, everyone to think about. There's a lot of advertising about this Alien Power Mold Cleaner. Well, it's advertised on TV. And they say it, and they show it immediately kills mold. It falls apart right in front of your eyes. So that kind of means it's, and they do say it breaks up the molecular structure, so an instantaneously kills the mold and dissipates into the liquid that you spray on it. Now, if that formula can take apart molecules at a molecular level, it probably can be used for a lot of bad things against people, too. So, if you buy that product, you better be sure not to get any on your skin, because it might start taking you apart, too. And that ought to be looked into. You know, it was, and I always advocate that people call the companies that make these bad products, but also that people watch science fiction series, especially from the 20th century, because they were cluing on to a lot of bad things happening. Now, there was a show called The Outer Limits, and it had this one episode where an alien who, I guess, was invisible but made himself appear physical showed up at a doctor's office that was trying to figure out a formula for a company. And he helped that doctor with a formula so he could get, I guess, the raise or being kept employed by the company. But he also showed him a formula how to disintegrate the life force of anything. And he gave the demonstration to the company, and luckily, the company manager said, This is a horror that you have created, that this product can disintegrate any life force immediately by some scientific process. And he said, I don't want no part of this, you know? And there was a confrontation and this and that. And eventually the alien came back and they tried to convince him, yeah, this is great. Then he finally realized, no, this is not great. To put an invention out there that can be used to destroy any life force by taking apart the molecules. And such a weapon should not be allowed on any planet because it can always be misused. Anyhow, that's a warning about bad science infiltrating into society. And, of course, if you were an alien race looking to take over the Earth, you would want to put stuff out there like that so that the people can kill themselves or eventually only one man standing and you just walk in, push them aside and say, hey, meet your new neighbors and then take over. So that was, I forget the name of the episode, but it was in the Outer Limits, warning about such things. And now they have an alien cleaner, mold cleaner, that can destroy, take apart the molecular structure of bacteria. How long before you think some crazy mad scientist is going to take that knowledge and turn it into a lethal product to kill people? Well, I wish that info wasn't out. That's all I have to say. I wish that info wasn't available. And all I can say is, if you haven't thought about these things, why haven't you? And here's another opportunity to listen to me. Guzzle down some water, which gives you time to pick up the phone and call. Well, that was water being guzzled. And if you have never guzzled water, you got to ask yourself why. If there's any kind of liquid to guzzle, it's water. H2O. It is the universal solvent. Hey, I guess we all learned that in school. But is school what it used to be? That's a debatable question. School of today is far, far from the school of the 20th century. You know, every kid has a computer. Nobody reads books anymore. They ask a question of the computer and get their answers. They don't have to read books. I mean, it's good and it's bad. But the social structure of school has been changed for the worse. Mainly because there's less social interaction. And that is an important factor, definitely. Less social interactions. What can I say, but the issue isn't really being addressed. A little, but not that much. And so a lot of young people growing up, they're kind of inept at how to deal with other people, you know? They're less educated in social graces and understanding how to deal with other people, even though they're in class with other people. And this is a serious problem. not to mention the fact that the children and teenagers of this day do not have an understanding or awareness of all that transpired in the 20th century and how the social structures of things have changed over the years. They have not a clue as to that, you know? And that's bad. That society is not continuing a progression of understanding. It's very big, but it's happening, and it's happening now. And what can we say besides it is what it is? But these are issues that need to be addressed and are not being addressed. You know, every week or every other week I talk about the portal where the Cobra Resistance gives relays info to us people on Twitter, on X. I like the name Twitter better. Anyhow, the most recent message on the portal, 2012portal.blogspot.com. The most recent post, which was done about, I don't know, 12, 13 hours ago. It says the grid ratio, it says grid ratio failure. Three words. That's it. Now, underneath, you know, what does that mean to people? Close to nothing to most people. I mean, I understand when they talk about grids, they're talking about placing stones at different locations around the planet to set up a grid. And the most recent grid pattern being set up was supposed to be with emerald stones. But apparently, not enough people are participating at this point. I wonder why. So, after over 12 hours, there's not even any comments about this. Did everyone lose interest, or is the website, I mean, the Twitter site, the internet site, been compromised, and no one can post comments anymore? Or has there been a serious loss of interest? You know, I'll check again tomorrow. Maybe there'll be a few comments, but if there's still no comments, I'll have to assume that the site is being blocked, so no one can make their comments anymore. But here's my real problem. You know, why even, I mean, I understand now what's going on. A lot of these three-word comments that pop up on the site for the starseeds only. But why even put them up? You know, I understand, yeah, that's a way to communicate, but it's annoying to those of us that are not starseeds, that are just regular people. We're being left out of the loop, you know, as to understanding. So occasionally I take the time to read the comments because, you know, sometimes within 100 comments, you'll find one or two people that will explain the issue that the three-word headline is talking about. And anyhow, that's what's going on, you know. I couldn't believe that after 12 hours, nobody had made a comment, you know, because I'd be sure to relay any important information that was revealed in those comments with tonight's show. But I'll have to confess, this is a serious problem. They might be compromised, too. And let me say, it's almost a quarter to ten. Nobody has called into the show. So I'm beginning to assume, yeah, my show is blocked. I don't believe anybody. They proved to me differently. And anybody's listening to anything I say. Not that it matters, because I've always got something to say. This is my show. So, what do you say, Jay? Is it going your way? I don't know. You tell me. So that's it. The portal grid is failing. So, when I went to the workshop back in September, they were beginning to advertise about setting up the Emerald Grid. Well, I guess it's not working out, or the show is blocked, and maybe people are trying to comment, and we're at a loss, you know, to hear that information if we're not part of that group. It's the insiders. You know, all I got to say is that I'm very displeased with how the Galactic Confederation has dragged this out for 13 years and made all these great promises about removing all the bad guys, the med beds, and the free energy machines, and the replicators. They can replicate anything, just like on Star Trek. And I'm very disappointed to where it's gotten to. It's gotten to like a dead end now. They tell us the only remaining lurker, as they call it, or negative energy thought form, whatever you want to identify this thing as, it's not a human being like us, but it's some kind of cosmic life force in another form that infiltrates every person on Earth to some extent. And they're saying this is the final thing that has to be eliminated. But if it makes such a statement, shows how uninformed about humanity they are. You're not, and it would take 100 years, if not 1,000 years, to get all that negative thinking out of humanity. We know all about it. It's in our head. I've got plenty of negative thinking in my mind that I've learned over the years, but I know how to push it on the sideline and not let it interfere. And that's how we deal with it. We're not worried about getting rid of it, but you seem to be. And this is your stumbling point. And this is the roadblock in your thinking. It doesn't have to be eliminated. It just has to be controlled by the individual. And this amount of lurker within the population is not going to friggin' change overnight. Get real here. And your whole, on top of that, I got to say to you, the Galactic Confederation, I don't care if you're listening to this or not. I wish you were, because you need to hear it. Your end game plan about waiting for the event before you land and take care and remove the bad guys, it's ill-conceived. It says, one, you don't know that much about the Creator as you should, and two, you don't understand the concept of clock watching and what it does. And, because you never went to school. I don't know, what the hell would you know about clock watching? And you don't understand that you are the problem. The Creator is not, as long as you and all your galactic friends are waiting for this end game based on the event, the Creator is not going to call for it, because there's too many people looking, and that's not his way. Can you grasp it? Well, hey, if you had the audacity to call up on the phone now, I'd explain it to you, but you can't. Whatever. But that's the situation. So, Let's just assume you did all the great things you said you've done in the last 13 years. But now you come up to the final, the final moment, the moment to finalize the whole plan, and now you don't know what to do. You got your portals open, you got your fan club, but now you don't know what to do, and you've got this crazy idea that you're going to get every drop of lurker out of every human being. It's not going to happen, and it's not necessary. I mean, really, wake up and understand there's a better way to look at this than you're looking at it. And you're... If you're afraid to deviate from the original plan, boy, you don't have any understanding of how the universe works. Please. I mean, really? So anyhow, that's my beef about it. Should be your beef, too. Should be understanding that, hey, you know, we can't... These Galactic Confederation people, you know, so far, it's all talk. And as far as the service people go, no action. What good is your 13-story of excuses and make-believe scenarios? Maybe they're real. It hasn't done anything for us down here, really. People are still cussing each other out. Your lack of intervention in the situation that when we ask you to, the dark side is going wild. All the commercials are about sucking people into things they shouldn't be sucked into. Come on, I got to repeat it, you know? More vaccines for everything under the sun, you know? You got a toothache, we got a vaccine for that. You got a pimple on your nose, we got a vaccine for that. You start losing your hair. We even got a vaccine for that, too. Whoa, yeah, I guess we all want vaccines then. And it just goes on and on. And yeah, we got the doctors going wild, mad scientists crazy. Yeah, we can stick a needle in your eye. It might help you, and then it might cause all these problems, too. And then we'll run 20 million other commercials where it might be one stupid thing for you, but the consequences might be 100 times worse. Are you willing to take that risk? Don't more think about it. Ask your doctor. He'll talk you into it. This is the crap that's going on at an ever-increasing rate. And because people are generally stupid, they'll listen to whatever comes down the pike. Meanwhile, you guys are afraid to communicate. I've told you, I've sent you the message via Uber. Come on. How to do it. You guys don't know how to respond. You don't know how to take a good idea and go with it. Come on, did I charge you money? I said, no. But you should have offered money for the great idea that you didn't have. You know? You talk about how you can break into all their bank accounts and take all of that. Well, why don't you do it, man, and do something with that money? You know? Come on, you big galactic saviors. You know, you're in the position... to take money, start up businesses on Earth, and use a business model to change everything for the better. It's not that difficult, but you have to take the action. Well, the hell's the point of claiming you can break into anybody's bank account, all the rich people take their money? It only means something if you take that money and do something with it. And if you're going to give it to us, well, give it to us now and go home, okay? We don't need you. That's the case. All we need is the money. We know how to play the games here. We know that money rules. But if you want something better for us, for God's sake, we're giving the authority. I'm giving the authority tonight. Take the money and start some good businesses and control the populace in a better way that's beneficial to them. And there's nothing wrong with controlling the populace, but only if you're doing it in a way that's beneficial to them, then it's okay. Makes all the difference in the world. Did I have to explain that to you? Did I have to draw you a fucking map what to do? I mean, really? My opinion, hey, and I'm sure there's plenty of other people, we humans are in many ways smarter, and we know more what to do with our world than you do. And if you actually did all those things behind the scenes that you said you did, well, thank you. Well, maybe you did. How are we ever going to know for sure unless you show us some kind of believable proof? And we're not talking about holographic projections either. But you could get that holographic projection idea. Sell your Pleiadian ships into New York Harbor and, hey, show us what you'd look like. And, of course, leave right away because somebody will be calling the military and we'll send out the jets, but they're coming after you, but they're so far away. They won't even be in their planes and you'll be gone. That's the way to do it. It's that easy. I mean, come on. What's the hesitation here? You know, you can't talk about having a billion ships in our solar system and not even bother to show up and cloud the sky with them. What are you worried about? I thought you guys had superior technology. You can outrun whatever the dark side has. And you have protection fields to put up to protect you. Just like in Star Trek, you know, shields. So why aren't you doing what you claim to be able to do? I mean, really? I'm calling your bluff tonight, but you probably aren't even listening because this show is, I believe, it's totally bluff. I mean, look, 55 minutes into the show, almost, and nobody's called up. Of course, this pattern's been going on for a while, so I kind of believe that the show is being blocked somehow, you know? And it's sad to think that technology can squander the truth like that. But, hey, you know, I'll accept it for what it is. Got a better way of doing things? Well, you need to be talking about it. I've got a better way of doing everything. And that's why I talk about it. You know? I guarantee you right now that President Trump would be a better president if he only listened to what other people tell him. Not the elite, but what the common people tell him. You know, he's doing too much for the elite. But I like to think about Monday. He's going to sign the bill to create another legal status, hopefully better for marijuana. You know, when you know the story about how marijuana became illegal, it's just another tale about the corporate elite controlling the masses, taking away from the human race things that were beneficial to them. In fact, that's about my final statement. Let's look forward to what Trump signs that bill and may good things happen about it. Hey, listen, got me in the show, doing the countdown. You hear the lead guitar solo with my song, Are You the Party Guy? Or I am followed by my anthem. I gotta be somebody, could be your anthem too. Hey, you can download a copy of it on CD Baby. Songs Better Than Dylan. That's the first song. I gotta be somebody, could be your anthem too. Okay, Mr. Engineer. Hey, everybody, if you're listening, tell your friends to me next week. Here's the countdown, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 0.
Statistic. I don't want to be just a nobody. Gotta be somebody or I won't be satisfied. Gotta be somebody, feel alive. I don't want to be no John Doe. I don't want to grow just to be old. Gotta be somebody or I won't be satisfied. Gotta be somebody, feel alive. Wanna know I was here to my my stairs without being made clear to the world my ideas. And all those people that had walked on by now stopped and looked, 'cause I caught their eye. Without being clear to the world, my ideas.